all about grace. The Voice of St. Paul, this podcast, is about grace. That's what you will hear here. Grace, mercy, God's love in Christ. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, Maryland, offers sermons, occasional devotions, and thoughts from Pastor Greg Alms and others. On this podcast, you'll hear about the love of Christ for you and in your life. We invite you to listen, to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. Kind of slogan or advertisement would you come up with to describe a Christian? I hear some floating out in the Christian world, you know, describing what the Christian life is like. Some are images of strength, you know, a prayer warrior, you hear that one around, a spiritual champion. Some say that being a Christian is a matter of living victorious, that Christians experience victorious living. Sometimes, a lot of times, those kinds of slogans appeal to us because we like images of strength, and power, and success. Nobody wants to be unsuccessful or weak, and so we hear words like champion and warrior, and they appeal to us. Some people looking at Christians from the outside have other less flattering slogans or descriptions. They might think of Christians as sort of persnickety do-gooders or people who stick their noses up at other people, think they're better than other people. Hypocrites. Christians are often perceived as judgmental or worse. Sometimes Christians are just said to be boring, right? Not a good advertisement. Jesus tells a parable this morning, and he gives a description of a Christian. Holds up an image, almost an advertisement of what a Christian is, and the parable is a little unexpected. He says, the kingdom of God is like this. Man goes out, scatters seed. He's a farmer or a gardener, and he scatters seed on the ground. He just throws it out there, and then he goes to sleep. Then he wakes up, and he goes to sleep, and he wakes up, and he goes to sleep, and he wakes up, on and on, and all of a sudden he looks out the window. Ah, a field of wheat. Who'd have thunk it? There it is. And the guy who's casting the seed out has no idea. He doesn't know how it works. He wasn't part of FFA in high school, Future Farmers of America. He did not go to agricultural school. He knows nothing. He's amazed. Look at that. I threw some seed on the ground, and there I have a whole bunch of wheat. The earth did it, right? The dirt. And the blade comes, and the ear full grown from that seed. And he gets to eat. He puts in the sickle and he harvests it. Amazing. That parable, that little tiny story, Jesus says, this is what the kingdom of God is like. You want to know what a Christian is like? Jesus doesn't say prayer warrior or spiritual champion. He says being a Christian is like being a dumb farmer, right? Like being a clueless gardener. Not that gardeners and farmers are dumb or clueless, but this one is in the story. Doesn't understand anything. He's a silly man who does nothing. Just throws the seed out there, takes a nap for a month, and voila, a field of wheat. And that, says Jesus, is what being a Christian is like. Now, this is not a very flattering picture of us, is it? I mean, if I had to choose, if I'm going to be known as a warrior and a champion, or as some guy in a field who doesn't know what is going on, I'm choosing warrior, champion. That's what I want to be. Jesus' picture is, first of all, humbling. Humbling for us as Christians. When we're thinking about our relationship to God, our life before Him as Christians, it takes away our pride right away. It takes away our love affair with ourselves and how full of power and abilities we are. We, measured against God and His will, we are not overachievers, Jesus is saying. Jesus picks the image on purpose. He's telling us to know yourself in truth. Know who you are in relation to God as a Christian. Know that you are not somebody who does mighty things. You're not somebody who, in terms of your spiritual direction and destination of your life and your status before God, you're not in charge. Just throwing the seed out there. You know? It's like the Wizard of Oz movie. Everybody spends the whole movie scared of the Wizard of Oz. The great and mighty wizard. Right? And then at the end, they pull back the curtain. And it's this overweight guy with gray hair pulling the chains, right? Or nothing. This parable has the effect of pulling back the curtain on us. We don't construct our Christian life. We don't climb up to be with God. It's a Christian like. It's a farmer who's so dull and uneducated that he throws the seed out, takes a nap, and all of a sudden a field of wheat. That's us. It tells the truth. But this parable, this picture, is ultimately one we ought to embrace. It's actually wonderful and liberating and full of the praise of God. Because look, that farmer does nothing. Has nothing going on his own. He didn't study. He didn't learn the art of farming from his father or his grandfather. No hard work here. No achievement. But all of a sudden, he's got a whole field full of wheat. He's been blessed. In Jesus' time, a field of wheat like this is worth a lot of money. All of a sudden, God in this picture is so gracious and kind and merciful and giving, He has blessed this farmer, apart from anything that the farmer has done, with this magnificent gift. And we put ourselves in the story right there. For quite apart from anything that we have done, and we haven't done much, that's the point of the story, God blesses us. And He is merciful, and He is kind, and He is saving. And He showers down His blessings on dumb farmers like us. And He gives us a rich, full harvest, grain, and seed, and feast. Such is our life before God. We throw the seed out there. We are poor sinners. We've got nothing before God. But we take these seeds, these promises from God, and we rest our hope on them. Promises that my son died for you. You are baptized. All your misdeeds and all your wrongs have been done away with in Christ. And those are the seeds in this parable that we throw out there. It's the only thing we have. We don't have anything to add on our own. Go to sleep, we wake up, we go to sleep, we wake up. But these seeds, these proclamation of the good work, the mighty work of God, this is what we have. And we trust in them. And we trust in them. And we pray and we beg for mercy from God. And God is merciful and kind and He forgives. Against all odds, against every other way the world works, we are blessed. Apart from working, plowing, reaping, none of it. It's God's doing. He is mighty and powerful in mercy to to us. And our part is faith. Faith in this God. We don't engineer our salvation. We don't climb our way to God. We are not the mighty wizard behind the curtain. We are just silly farmers. But we have these seeds. We have the Holy Gospel, the good news of Christ. And we trust. We have faith. And God says and delivers and promises mercy. We go to sleep and wake up. We go to sleep and we wake up and we look out the window. We find a field full of wheat. The amazing good news that God has provided for us and our salvation. And our part is faith. One day there will be a harvest. God will put his sickle in, and we will be harvested, gathered into his barn with all of his children. For God has done it, and his word is faithful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the voice of St. Paul. God be with you.